I don't know what he died.
Where?
What do you call a place where people are buried?
Graveyard.
Okay. You say they laid him away in the...
cemetery.
If it's very small out on the farm, and they bury him there, what would you call it?
Graveyard.
Family graveyard.
And what's the box that people are buried in?
Coffin.
Where the old-timey ones that were made out of wood and it was wide up at the shoulders and tapered down at the bottom called a different name?
Casket.
Casket.
Have you seen any like that lately?
The last that I've seen was at a shop, and they cut out and they sold on each end to make that bend, you know, to make it at each end, and made it over at Brooks' shop.
I know where there's three right now.
Oh.
Up at Appleton at Hoborn's store. Have you ever been up there?
Oh, man, Hoborn's store, mm-hmm. Yeah.
His wife let us in one day. She was selling something, and we went up on the second floor. She still got three up there. And she sold all the old drugstore outlets, what people were buying then.
Uh-huh.
And we looked in them. They're still in really good shape.
She still got them?
Mm-hmm. She probably would sell them if she knew something.
You want them sold for?
No.
$10.
That's
all? Yeah, and the county buried people in them boxes, and that's all they paid, $10 a piece for. Just wooden things, and homemade. They were made at the factory.
And this had a little oval window so you could see inside.
Yeah, a little up the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put any one of them together. See, I worked down at my store when I was about 17-year-old, and when anybody die, well, me and Miss had put some coffins up and put that there chiffon or whatever it was to put around in there, you know, and a little place kind of like a pillar,
mm-hmm.
And then would put them screws in there in the lid to go down to screw in the box, and then put them in a box and send them out on a wagon to people that die. And we used to, when people died, they went on such things as hearse, and they put them on a wagon, and most of the people walked to the funeral. Wasn't no such things as cars and stuff like that. And the first hearse I ever saw, a fellow by the name of in Florence, he ran an undertaking shop, and he used horses, five gray horses, to haul people back to Florence Cemetery in here and yonder. But most of the people didn't have that money to pay for the funeral, and folks would just make the coffin, or go to the store and buy it, and carry it there in a wagon, and some of them had buggies, and some of them had wagons, and some rode horses, and these folks didn't walk. They buried them around.
Did they have
country.
A lot of people at the funeral then?
Yeah, right. Well, it wasn't as many as you do now, because it wasn't many people.
Mm-hmm.
See, back then, why, there wasn't but a few stores in Florence and one undertaking shop, and that's a run a shop there for years.
Did he charge for his services?
Ma'am?
Did he charge a lot to embalm the body?
Well, back then, there wasn't such thing as embalming.
They didn't do it to him.
Back when the flu raged, he had a shop on Tennessee Street, and I've seen as many as 8 or 10 people in that place, and had them stacked one on top of each other. Didn't have room for them. Or the plant that died, and they'd bang them over there, and they'd embalm them in and ship them. But most of the people that died out in the country, they just buried them. And that's it. And wash them and dress them.